You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show. Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. Hi, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful planet, thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. And those of you joining us for the very first time, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. I hope that you'll be as delighted by being here as I am that you are here. Now, if you're brand new, you don't know, so let me tell you quickly, you need to go over to kevinsmithshow.com and subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, all right? Or if you're listening via our player, just look at the player and you'll see K-Files. You'll see a button on the player that says K-Files. Just click it and you can subscribe. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. And by the way, we never share your email address with anybody. We don't rent it out, lease it, sell it, share it, loan it, nothing. Okay, so when you subscribe, you're not going to be spammed as a result. Well, I've gotten lots of email, as you might have imagined, as a result of our show the other night with Dr. Dan Burrish and Dr. Marcia McDowell. And it's been pretty interesting. I haven't seen such polarization and lack of critical thought on both sides of the fence since I had Mr. Horn on. I can't think of his first name. He represents Billy Meyer, and I had him on, and, you know, there was just this mass polarization and lack of critical thought on both sides. Nothing but raw emotion and nerves. I've been getting email like you can't believe. As you know from the calls that we received, people were accusing me of not opening the phone lines in the first hour. And I accept the accusation. Absolutely right. That's the way I run this show when we have a guest. And that's the way I'll run it every single night when we have a guest. Okay? And those of you who listen know that. Shame on you. You know that. Got lots of email from people who said, you know, the people are trying to pull me in the direction of Dick Criswell, and others are trying to pull me in the direction of Dan Burrish. Forget it. I'm not taffy. I don't do that. Okay? You have to make your own mind up. You don't need me to adjudicate this for you. You have to make your own mind up. And you do that by either staying with raw emotions, as I said, on both sides of this issue, or you can do it by going for evidence. And I would recommend, up to you, but I would recommend if you think Dan Burrish is a fraud, then get in touch with Marcia McDowell and get her to send you the information about how to verify his credentials. If he turns out to be a fraud, he does. That's it. If you're on the other side of the issue and you think Dick Criswell is a fraud, I recommend you get in touch with him. Okay? Now, I will tell you that neither Dick Criswell nor Dan Burrish has refused to answer any question that I've asked them off air or on air. Okay? I don't have a dog in this fight, folks. This show has no agenda except to bring the information to you. It is up to you to parse it, to think, or to choose not to think and just run on raw emotions and let it all hang out. You know what I'm saying? All right, now I got to tell you what, we have a break coming up, and when we get back from this break, my guest is going to be none other than Dr. Robin Falkoff. Folks, Mother's Day is just a few days away, and if you're like me, Mom is one of the most important people in your life, if not the most important person in your life. Send her a beautiful bouquet of roses from the good folks at 1-800-Flowers. Buy a dozen roses, get a dozen free, plus a premium vase and chocolates for only, are you ready for this? $34.99. That's a savings of $55. Celebrate Mom with three times the love. Send this breathtaking bouquet of two dozen long-stem multicolored roses, free premium glass vase, and a free box of chocolates. Again, that's only $34.99. You gotta act right now. Go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Look for the 1-800-Flowers banner and click on it, and you're set to go. Mom's really gonna love this. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles and free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today.
The Kevin Smith Show, unique in the galaxy.
And we are back. Now, my guest is Dr. Robin Falkoff. And just before I introduce her and bring her on for you, one more thing that I need to address, and that is I did get several emails about last night, because last night we did an encore presentation, and several folks wrote concerned about my health and wondering if I was okay. Yes, I am. I was just absolutely exhausted. I know it's wrong, but I do work 20 hours a day. On average, on a really short work day, I work 16 hours, okay? So 20 hours a day, and it just caught up with me. I had to get some rest. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. Not really too sorry, but I'm sorry I was not at the microphone. I'm back tonight feeling great, and Dr. Robin Falkoff, welcome to the Kevin Smith Show.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. And I'm glad that you've gotten some rest, because I had a miraculous occurrence where I got some rest, too.
Well, you know, over the years, I have learned a few things. I don't always apply them. But I have learned that there are several things that are really, really important for me to feel good.
and for me to be in good health. One is to drink a lot of really clean, pure water. And the other is to get plenty of rest. I don't do enough of either of those, but I do know that they work like magic.
I agree with you.
I want to tell folks really how I got in touch with you, and it's almost comical. because, first of all, at this time last year, I was recovering from, one doctor said it was a stroke, the other one said there's no stroke in the MRI, and I said to him, both of them were neurologists, I said, well, why did the other doctor say I had a stroke? He said, because you had the symptoms. And I said, so why do you say I didn't have a stroke? He said, because there's no evidence of it in the MRI. I said, what did I have? He said, a thing. That's a quote.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Well, no, I laughed. I said, a thing? He said, yes. I said, so medically, what did I have? He said, I don't know what you call not having it. You had symptoms. You didn't have it. I said, okay. But back then, Richard Hoagland got in touch with me and told me that I really should get in touch with you, that you had done marvelous things for him and after his heart attack. And he said, you really need to get in touch with her. And I didn't do it. So then here we are almost a year later. And I'm doing another show with Richard and Dr. Farrell, Joseph Farrell. And Joseph Farrell was having problems with his telephone line because of a storm, a blizzard. So Richard had said, look, I really can't do this show by myself. It takes both of us. To do this show, we need Farrell in here. His information and my information dovetail. And so if his phone is dead, you need to have a backup. And I said, well, look, I don't know anybody I can call at this late moment for a backup. Do you? And he said, I recommend Dr. Robin Falkoff. So he got in touch with you and asked if you would stand by. And you graciously said yes. And I don't want to make this much longer, but I got to tell this. He said, I really recommend that you have her on the show, not just as a standby, but have her on the show. I said, you know, Richard, I wasn't aware she did talk shows. He said, well, haven't you heard her on Coast? I said, man, I don't have time to even listen to my show. I said, I don't listen to anybody else's shows. I don't even listen to my show. I don't have time. And he just sent his reply was he just sent me a smiley face.
yes, sometimes.
So that's how we came to this tonight. Thank you for living through all of my ignorance and for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I don't know what you mean. Oh, for not knowing. I wouldn't label that as ignorance. I think everybody in our society, that's one of the main problems, is that we are also terribly overloaded, you know, and unfortunately we have television, radio, billboards, magazines, trying to let people know we have the answer, you know, even mm-hmm. though the side effects are blah, 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 and they go on and on and on. But, you know, our society is over-medicated, and I'm not sure where you want to go, because there are so many important things now, and we are at such a pivotal time, just, you know, for our country, for the world, where people have to wake up. You know,
well,
they have to.
I agree, and maybe this will provide a starting point, because you are trained in Chinese traditional medicines, and or maybe I should say the traditional Chinese arts of healing. I don't like that word medicine, because healing is not always about medicine. It is sometimes, but not always. I have a home in Thailand, and I have a family there. And we're in touch every single day, and as often as funds permit, I visit, which is not very often. Someday we hope to be together, but not now. It can't be right now. But I spend enough time there and have spent enough time to see the impact, the difference and the impact that a different worldview provides on society, for society. As you get away, Bangkok is like any other huge city. It's just a big city. It's busy. Mm-hmm. It's busy 24 hours a day. But you get away from that and out into the countryside, and I live, if you go by car, it's 11 and a half hours from Bangkok.
Oh, my.
So you get out into the countryside, and out in the country where the people really are much more, they're closer to the land, and they are impacted more by the philosophy, if not the religion, of Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
And they are much, much calmer. They are much more centered than you will find in just about any Western society. And
unfortunately.
Yeah, and so when we talk about healing, a lot of times they don't run to the big medicine companies, the pharmaceuticals, as often, even in their hospitals, as often as we do. So let's just start there and talk about what is traditional Chinese healing arts. What are we talking about?
Okay, we're talking about a tradition of healing that has had a written history for over 3,000 years. I don't know what Western civilization can make a claim that even begins to compare to that. And the diversity of treatments available cover everything that you can think of. What I have found is that there is so much in traditional Chinese healing, in homeopathy, with nutritional therapies. I like to combine the keynotes with Chinese therapeutics, their energy medicines, when you give an acupuncture treatment, when you're using herbs, you're connecting with the energetic system of the body to bring things into balance, to clear blockages, and to restore the body into balance. And when you can restore that balance, you will have healing. And Chinese herbal medicine is the use of multiple components that balance, mediate, and direct the herbal remedy to a specific body part or a specific condition, and there's enormous differentiation that takes place before that prescription or recommendation is given. You have to determine, is the patient warm, cold, in an excess condition, a deficient condition, you know, as of someone being very hypomanic or someone who is very weak and lethargic. There are so many different components that you look at, down to their digestion, down to, you know, do they have an upset stomach? There are just all these different areas that are addressed in a single formula. Now, you make that comparison to what the pharmaceutical industry provides in the so-called advanced Western societies, and you have medications that are in extreme. They will give an 80-year-old woman the same prescription that they will give a man who's 20 years old. They'll recommend the same milligram amounts. There is some progress made where now they're, you know, looking at body weight and age, because of course everybody metabolizes differently, but you don't have the side effects and you don't have the complications with Chinese medicines and herbs, with homeopathics, because what's taking place is that there is an initiation of healing for the body, and as the symptoms change, you address those changes and treat accordingly until you've cleared the root of the problem. In Western medicine, you have a wonderful vehicle for business, because Western medicine is a business, and you have created an ongoing business by giving medications where more than half of the people who take these medications develop side effects, and those side effects require return trips to the doctor's office.
And more medications.
You've got it. It is just an ongoing, unfortunate downward spiral. Whereas you have these other traditions where...
Well, I don't know what's happened, but
you went
dark. We didn't hear the last sentence.
Oh, okay. I haven't moved, or I'm on a landline.
Yeah. Well, we may have visitors online. You never know.
We usually do. So, okay. I was making a comparison between Western medicine and Chinese medicine, in that our treatments for Chinese homeopathic, we don't expect to see our patients because we are clearing the condition that they have. We're not just treating symptoms. And for me, if I get a Christmas card, that's great, because there's no need to keep patients coming back because they're better.
But well, let me tell you something that I find very, very interesting that's happening right now. We've used antibiotics for so many years. The bugs adapt to them. Okay, the viruses and the bacteria and they all adapt and they morph and they become resistant. So we use more, and they become resistant to that, and then we use more, and then they become immune to that, and we have to use something different. Well, we've kind of gotten to the end of the line now, and we've got this MRSA, which is methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. That is staph infection that doesn't care what you feed it. It isn't going away.
Well, if you feed it the right thing, it goes away.
Guess what they have discovered works? They have discovered something works. Clay.
Oh, yes, the French green clay.
Yeah. Well, any kind of clay has an effect on it. Some works better than others. But clay, dirt, it just works, you know, wet dirt. Clay works against this MRSA. Well, you know, Western medicine has chuckled at these earth remedies, if you will. Herbal remedies, earth remedies, that's voodoo. And you need our high-powered medicine. And now that all of that has run its course and MRSA is with us, what have they turned to? Clay.
Lost you, Kevin.
Yeah, I just said, what have they turned to? They've turned to clay. So, I don't know. Are you still with us, Robin? Yeah, well, okay. What an interesting thing. All right. What we're going to do is try to reestablish contact with Robin. Don't you find that a little bit interesting, folks, that we start talking about something that hits the pharmaceutical companies? I cannot say for sure, but don't you find it a bit interesting that all of a sudden her line goes dead? I don't know if she's back with us. Let me see. Robin, are you back with us?
I'm back with you.
All right. I was saying, don't you find it interesting that when we're giving out real information here that hits the pharmaceutical companies, your line goes dead?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I just, if people began to understand the it's not even integration of pharmaceuticals and big pharma in our lives. It's a given. I mean, this is a part of everything, from seeds that are grown to foods that are eaten to your containers to your pesticides to, I mean, every aspect to the different types of products used in a home, cleaners, all, oh my gosh, that's an area in itself. All these toxic cleaners that people use and have no awareness of. They don't connect. They don't read the label that if you inhale this and if you drink it, it's poisonous. What about, you know, walking on it with bare feet? What about your pets that are laying on top of these things? So it's time for a major redoing of how people examine the world around them. Their eyes have to be open. And thanks to shows like yours, that can take place.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it amazes me, though, how many people are totally indifferent to this. You know, we have one planet to live on. And I've said it many times. First of all, I'm not a tree hugger. I'm not woo-woo. I'm probably the least woo-woo individual you'll ever meet. Okay? But I will also say, I'm not an idiot. I know I have one planet to live on. If it goes, I go. And what we do to our environment with chemicals makes a difference. That means what you flush down the toilet, what you pour down the drain, what you spray on your yard, all makes a difference in what happens to this, to the future of this planet. You're not insignificant, and what you do is not insignificant. Every one of us contributes to the health or death of the planet. And
oh,
so,
definitely.
Yeah. And we also are contributing to the health or death of our neighbors along the way by the things we spray in the air and the things we spray on our yards and the chemicals that we use. We also, and this is important, folks, by the prescriptions that we take, because it's in our water supply now. Have you been hearing about that, Robin?
I was familiar with that back in 1989 when the first reports came out about the feminization of young boys from the plastic contamination, and then they were talking about the pharmaceutical and hormonal contamination of drinking water. And I have on my laptop a paper that I wrote and posted online about this whole water situation, because what is so intriguing from a homeopathic perspective, because in homeopathy we use very minuscule doses of an active ingredient that are diluted. And what they serve to do is nudge your immune system. Hey, come on, wake up, you know, time to kick in. And it's an energetic medicine that might sound woo-woo to a lot of people. And had I known what it was years ago, I probably would not have considered taking a homeopathic remedy. But fortunately, I didn't know. I took it, it worked, and that led me on an amazing path for many years. And what we have been exposed to with the pharmaceuticals in the water is homeopathic therapy, not a good kind, but a bad kind, because all of these chemicals at low dose have a very definite effect on all of our bodies. And many of these chemicals and pharmaceuticals create mutations, create malignancies. The body cannot handle this type of toxic load that's causing it to veer from what the natural path is, and it goes off in another way to try to protect itself, and all of these harmful changes take place. And the water point that you're bringing up is critical, because buying bottled water, buying treated water, reverse osmosis, unless it's a very high quality system, will not get out the pharmaceuticals. Those are called the SOCs.
Okay, I hate to do it, but we're into a break, and our mics are going dead here in just a few seconds. All right, folks, more with Robin Falkoff and how to be healthy naturally when we come back. All right, don't go away. Regular listeners here at the Kevin Smith Show know that I've been talking about the good folks at 1-800-Flowers for a long time, and here's just one reason why. These folks have put together something really, really special for you and your mom for Mother's Day. Buy a dozen roses, get a dozen free, plus a free premium vase and chocolates for only $34.99. Folks, that's a savings of $55. Celebrate your mom with three times the love. Send her a bouquet of two dozen long-stem multicolored roses, along with a free premium glass vase and a free box of chocolates for only $34.99. But you need to act right now. Go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, click on the 1-800-Flowers banner, and send your mom three times the love. Welcome back. We are talking with Dr. Robin Falkoff, and we're talking about ways to think about our health and to be healthy that are not in the Western, they're beginning to be, but not so much the Western traditional medicine, but the Chinese traditional medicine, homeopathy. And we're talking about ways to make sure that we don't poison ourselves in an attempt to get healthy. Robin, are you still with us?
I'm still with you, Kevin.
All right. I have to check, you know, because we're having some help here. I want to say I do appreciate so much those who are out there trying to help me with the phones. So, Robin, let's just talk about some things specifically here that are big deals for a lot of people. And let me take one more swipe at the American pharmaceutical companies. I do so out of a genuine distaste I have for the system that they have set up here, holding people hostage to health. I have high blood pressure.
We've allowed it to happen.
Hmm?
We've allowed it to happen.
Yeah, we have, and we're still working on perpetuating it. But I have high blood pressure. Now, the blood pressure medicine that I was taking would cost me about $80 a month. I could buy that exact same medicine from the same laboratory. I could buy it in Thailand over the counter without a prescription for $2.
Yeah.
That is criminal.
Well, you have Ted Kennedy to thank for the bill that he co-sponsored to make it illegal for Americans to go outside the United States to get their pharmaceuticals.
Well, not just him. He co-sponsored it, but there were a lot of people that signed up for it and a bunch that voted for it. You've got the very, very best medical system that the pharmaceutical companies can lobby.
Well, and we don't have the best medical system, but we have the best lobbying system.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. Pharmaceutical money bought what you've got today, folks. Now, let's talk about a non-pharmaceutical way to manage blood pressure. How can you do it?
Well, the first thing you do, and the first thing that I do as a homeopathic physician, is take a very detailed history. And I consult with patients pretty much anywhere. As long as they have internet and a telephone, I can work with them. And I like to send them my questionnaire. And it's very deceiving because once they're into it, then it's like, oh my God, do you really want all this information? And the answer is, I want all that information and more. Because each and every one of us is an individual. And we've reached the point where we are at in our lives at this moment as a culmination of what our experiences have been health-wise, you know, everything we have lived through up until this point. All of that information is critical to look at a person and determine what will work for this individual. Where are they? They have been given a label of a disease. Well, you know, you can have 10 people with the same label of a disease and all of their symptoms are different. So logic has to step in, which continually amazes me that it doesn't. You treat the symptoms that a patient is presenting with. And that's what is critical. And that is what is so time-consuming because people don't understand the impact of the home you live in. Did you just redo the house? Are there new drapes, new carpets? You've got chemical exposure from formaldehyde, different dyes, different things that are polluting your home. Formaldehyde that off gases from particle board. Toxic paint, if you have your house sprayed for bugs, that has to be part of it because you have got to know down to the kind of water a person drinks, what is going on around them, so then you can treat them effectively. So something like high blood pressure, I found with a lot of people, by observing them, you can actually look at a person and watch their ears turn red, and then it goes away. And my turn red and it goes away, and it's an intermittent high blood pressure. And that would present for the patient's experience as a sensation of warming, heat, you know, more pressure building up. You know, what are your symptoms?
I'll tell you my symptoms. My blood pressure is screaming stratosphere 24 hours a day.
Well, then, from the little bit you've told me, all I can comment on, realistically, is you need more sleep for your body to regulate.
Yeah, and you know, there's another very, very common problem that people have in this country, and it's growing, and that's diabetes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, look at the fast food industry. And what people don't realize, you know, we have somebody that's been lecturing about this who I foolishly did not pay much attention to until I looked through his book and I thought, oh, my God, you know, he's been talking about the stuff I'm talking about, and I listened to the negative spin about him. And that's Kevin Trudeau. And
yeah.
I was astonished. I was walking around like the dummy, you know, that here I'm talking about all this, and I didn't know there was another major ally out there. And you have fast food industry. I mean, did you see the movie Super Size Me?
No, I didn't. I don't watch movies or television. I just work.
Okay. Well, to just cut to the chase with the movie, someone tried to live on a fast food diet, and he had a baseline test done for his blood work. And at the end of 30 days, he repeated the blood work, and his liver enzymes were sky high. His lipid profile was sky high. Everything in this man's blood work put him in the highest areas for risk of stroke, heart attack, liver disease. I mean, it was just an amazing documentation of what poisons people ingest regularly. And you get down to, okay, people think that they're buying natural. You've got to read the labels a bit more carefully. And the ideal approach is have your basic ingredients and prepare the food yourself. You know, if you can't do organic, try to do as much fresh and raw food for greens, salads, fruits as you can. Organic is the ideal. Not everybody can afford that, but you know, there are major improvements that can be made. And, you know, they're trying to pass bills to be able to sell genetically engineered cloned meat, you know, from cows. And people, you know, are told that this is safe. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about genetically engineered food. We have polluted the earth at this point in time that we might not even have a crop of corn or soy that is not contaminated by these genetically engineered seed strains. I mean, it's just amazing how much damage we could do in such a short time.
I have not read the article, so I really can't comment now with much information. Other than to say someone did send me an article. I just ran out of time and didn't have a chance to read it all. I scanned it quickly, saw the headline. But the headline was, "The Problem is Our Dirt." And the gist of the article was that the problems that we're having with the bee hive collapse and the migratory birds are, you know, in Australia they're saying it's the flocks are down by 85%, and the problems that we're having all around the world. The problem is our dirt. We have so polluted the dirt.
Well, we haven't just polluted the dirt. I mean, we've polluted the environment. You
mm-hmm.
have all of these cell phone towers. You have all of the spraying. I mean, you have the soil that's depleted. I mean, that's the other benefit with organic farming. They have to rotate crops so you're not depleting the vital nutrients that are in the soil. The other farmers just keep planting the same thing over and over, and you have food that doesn't have any real nutritional content.
Yeah.
So it's so widespread, and there are many patients that, you know, many people out there, they wake up, and many people don't wake up until they're in serious condition and a patient, and they found that everything that they've done doesn't work, and then they come to someone like me or someone else, and okay, you know.
Fix me. All right, we have to take a break.
And when we come back, we will continue our discussion of real health with Dr. Robin Falkoff. We shall return, folks. Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com. All right, we are back. One quick reminder, if you have not done so, you know, time's running out. You need to send Mom some flowers for Mother's Day. And there's a great, great deal for you from 1-800-Flowers. I've looked at some of the other online flower companies. I haven't found anything quite this good. So check it out, all right? Go over to the website, scroll down, find the 1-800-Flowers banner and click it. It's a really good deal. Mom's going to appreciate it, too.
All right. We're talking with Dr. Robin Falkoff. Robin?
Hi.
the pharmaceutical industry and some of their puppets in Congress have declared war on what we loosely term as alternative medicine. They've done everything they can so far. It hasn't been as successful as they would like, but it has been somewhat successful to shut down our access to alternative medicine. What's up?
Oh my gosh. Well, this first goes back to the war between the AMA and the homeopaths, because homeopathy is a cheap form of treatment that's highly effective, and as I mentioned before, doesn't keep the patients coming back. And the AMA won that battle. And then you have what was implemented, and you know that these major world-affecting plans are set into motion many years before and then finally put into effect and passed at a later date. And in 1962, the Codex Alimentarius Commission was formed and given to the people of the world by the World Health Organization and the United Nations under the guise of being there to establish healthy, safe levels and regulation of food all around the world. And what they have done, this has encroached upon every aspect of food and health and alternative medicine, herbs, whatever you want to put under this umbrella, to where they are working very diligently to regulate everything. And what Americans don't understand is this was formed in 1962, and with the formation of the European Union and the multiple member countries there, you have gotten a large body with enormous power. And they exert their power by forming trade organizations. So we had the World Trade Organization formed. And with the World Trade Organization, it was advantageous, you know, people thought, to become a member country. But by doing so, and the United States is a member country, you must abide by their rules. Now, their rules tie in with what the European Union has established and with what Codex is establishing. And under the guise of improving standards for the very poor countries, they've lowered the standards for the countries that had a good system in effect. And from the World Trade Organization, which we can only petition to be removed from every 5 years, we have NAFTA, CAFTA, and now we have the North American Union looming. We have the Canadians that are facing the battle that will be in our laps next. You know, their Bill C-51, which is going to decimate their nutritional supplement and herbal industry and the availability of those things, if this gets passed. I mean, the website to go to, is it all right if I give that a website?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Okay, then, IAHF.com, www.IAHF.com. And that is International Advocates for Health Freedom. And the founder is John Hamill, who each and every one of us owe an enormous debt of gratitude, because this man has fought insufferable odds to try to maintain our rights to be able to go into a health food store, to have something on the shelves there that we can buy. And he's the person that woke me up to the issue of Codex and the threat that it presented. And even back then, in 1996, I didn't get the political implications. And the more I began to lecture about this and do radio shows and presentations, the idea of telling Americans that, hey, guys, guess what? Your country's not making the rules. It's not up to your congressmen and senators, because the United States signed trade agreements And that is what precedes everything else. And that is a really hard one for people to swallow.
It really is. And let me say, because a lot of times folks simply don't get it. On this show, we don't talk about politics. But this isn't politics, okay? These are issues. Look, here's the deal. When we say we don't talk about politics, we don't talk about who are you going to vote for and which candidate should we support and that sort of thing. And is it the Republicans? Is it the Democrats? Who's the best? We don't do that, okay? But when we talk about Congress as a whole, we talk about what they've done. That's not politics. Those are the facts of life that they have issued to us. And the fact of life is that they have given away the sovereignty of this country. This country cannot decide on its own for itself whether you can access alternative health and whether you can have herbal remedies or whether you can have food supplements. All of that has been given away to world bodies. And those world bodies say you can't do it.
Yeah, I have a very good explanation of this situation on my website that outlines it in simple language so people can get the picture. And there's one example of the United States being in violation of the trade agreement with steel manufacturing. And the steel industry did not see a need to comply. They would just pay the fines. They make so much money. Well, the European Union felt, well, this is just not acceptable. And President Bush was told several years back, if the steel industry doesn't comply, we're not buying your citrus crops. Well, guess what? The steel industry complied. Now we have a situation in California where trade agreements are ruling how the people of that state, and ultimately it will spread across the country, how they are going to be spraying poison that stays for 90 days to deal with a blue moth or a green moth that lives on apples, but it doesn't do any damage. It's just there. So they're spraying to remove this, and the first time they used this spray, there was an asthmatic young boy who died. There were other people who had serious health complications, and they have brought this out again because now Canada is refusing to buy agricultural products from those areas of California that have that moth infestation.
So what's happening then is our health is being determined by the European Union, and that makes us a suburb of Europe.
You've got it. And that's why Health Freedom Rights, that's my website, and that is what I talk about, because this is so important. It's part of every aspect of our lives. As you look around, people don't connect the dots and see the picture that's made. You know, everybody has a little slice of the reality, and when they get the picture that all of this connects and we're being hit on every front that you can imagine, it's overwhelming. It's very, you know, many people are destabilized and they don't know what to do, but just as you said, you're not a political program and there's not one candidate, but what people need to do is participate. They need to vote. They need to write to their representatives. They need to understand these issues and make demands on these people who are supposed to be representing the needs of the people. You know, they need to tell these representatives the changes that they want, what they will not accept any longer.
You know, I get email from all kinds of groups that want to be on the show or that want me to deal with a certain topic and so forth. And, of course, I have to stay within the genre of this show. Well, I don't have to, but I will stay within the genre of this show. I just want to say, however, democracy demands activism. Without activism, you can't have democracy. We will be back right after this break, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away. We're going to get into some more of this, what's happening to our health.
Folks, Mother's Day is just a few days away. And if you're like me, Mom is one of the most important people in your life, if not the most important person in your life. Send her a beautiful bouquet of roses from the good folks at 1-800-Flowers. Buy a dozen roses, get a dozen free, plus a premium vase and chocolates for only, are you ready for this? $34.99. That's a savings of $55. Celebrate Mom with three times the love. Send this breathtaking bouquet of two dozen long-stem multicolored roses, free premium glass vase, and a free box of chocolates. Again, that's only $34.99. You gotta act right now. Go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Look for the 1-800-Flowers banner and click on it, and you're set to go. Mom's really gonna love this.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
Welcome back. My guest this evening is Dr. Robin Falkoff. When we went away, I was talking about activism.
We hear a lot from our politicians about democracy and especially during this campaign season, they say, oh, this is democracy at work. Well, democracy at work is what happens after the election. Okay, after the election, it's do we just sit back and take it? Or do we understand that those folks just got hired and they work for us? And we, as their employers, need to be giving them instructions and telling them what we want done. And, you know, as long as we just sit back and take it, we will take it. They'll put it on us. And, we have to tell them what we expect them to do. There are some that are bought and sold, heart and mind and body and soul, by lobbyists. But there are some that are responsive to what their constituents want, and you got to tell them. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. I agree with that. That was the exact point that I hope people will understand. We have to participate. It's considered government by the people. So we are the people that have to make our desires, our needs, our requirements known to those whose salaries we pay, who we've elected to put in office. It's no free ride. If you do nothing, you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, so many people that I've spoken with, it just astonished me. And I guess to my friends, I've become a broken record when I say the response that I've received is someone holding their hands up and telling me, thanks, that's okay, I don't need to hear that. And I've thought about that, and maybe it was such a hard thing that it was like an assault to people to hear what the truth was. And that was what brought that body language about.
Well, here's what this boils down to. If people, if the people do not make it clear to Congress to back off of their attack on our ability to access alternative health, if they don't make it clear that they must back off, what's going to happen is good health is going to become illegal.
Well, good health will be a distant memory, and people will be so drugged that they won't know the difference. What they will replace with the supplement industry will be a lot of synthetic supplements that do not have the biological equivalent for the body. You know, it does nothing, just like these ridiculous, exasperating studies that they publish where they've used vitamin E that's a synthetic or an isolate of one form, usually the D-alpha, that does not have a therapeutic effect. You need the mixed tocopherols that occur in nature to have the therapeutic effect on the body. Now, you have to dig a little bit to find out what they used and what the dosage amounts were. They don't make that public. They just use it to have another fear tactic in the media to chase people away from supplements and into their pharmaceuticals. And the sad thing is, I mean, you have researchers that have outright admitted that they made up a whole study and lied about all the participants that it never happened, and it was just done for them to receive grant money.
Whoa.
So,
mercy. Hey, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, hello. This is Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario. How are you two doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing all right. And, I've always felt that doctors do not want actual cures out there. And I think that's why a lot of these alternative cures, these cures have been suppressed over the, pretty much over the past few years, because frankly, if all the diseases are cured, doctors will be out of work.
That's a very good point. I was trying to make that point about the pharmaceutical industry and the medical business having an ongoing unlimited amount of patients that are coming back because of all the medications that they're given that create side effects and keep them coming back for more things and more medication, because the original fundamental issue of dis-ease, where the body is not functioning, is never addressed. Just the symptoms are. And you're facing your Bill C-51 in Canada, and you people are in big danger, and this is the United States right after you that's going to be having the same problems. Mm-hmm. Are you following that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't follow much of the medical news up here, but I do strongly believe that I think some doctors actually like to keep the patients sick because they make a lot of money off of them. They don't want them to be cured. And the same thing with pharmaceutical companies.
Right, we agreed on that.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Yeah, I'm talking about a bill that's being passed in Canada. It's C-51, and that's going to affect your chance to have the safe treatment that you want.
I heard something about that bill in the news, but I haven't really followed it very, very much. I follow more paranormal news is what I keep an eye on most of when it comes to news, like bills that the politicians are following. Like, I don't get into politics, so.
Well, this is one you might want to take a look at, because I'll tell you what, it paranormal is what we deal with most of the time, but if all of us are sick, we're not going to be following anything.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. I'll listen to you guys on the air.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
The telephone number is 1-800-289-1092. It's toll-free throughout the United States and Canada. If you're outside of the United States, if you're outside of Canada, you live somewhere else, you can participate by sending a flash message. That's just an email. Send it to flash@kevinsmithshow.com, and I'll read it on air, and we'll ask Dr. Falkoff to respond to it. I've got to tell you a story. Now, I've told this on the air before, but I'm going to tell it again. This is a real story. I mean, this actually happened to me. I was being deployed. I was an international police officer, and I was being deployed to East Timor. And they have a big problem there with malaria. And so
I
was...
What area is that, Kevin?
East Timor.
I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, East Timor. It's the southernmost island of Indonesia, except the east end of it is now independent.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so it's just north of Australia. And so to get to East Timor, I had to sign all kinds of papers and take all kinds of shots and immunizations. And then I received this packet of medicine called Larium. And I had to sign papers saying that I would take this Larium, all right? And it was a waiver that I understood what the side effects were. Well, the side effects are it'll kill your liver. You're not supposed to take it for more than 6 weeks. But they had arranged for a 2-year supply for us. And so in reading about Larium, I discovered it will not prevent malaria. The idea is it just makes it not as intense if you get it. Okay? So we landed in Darwin, Australia. And we had to wait for a flight then for a couple of days to take us over to East Timor. In that couple of days, I went to a chemist. We call them pharmacists here. And I asked him to give me as much information as he could about Larium. So he did. He was a chemist, but he was Aboriginal. And I asked him, I said, look, he said, whatever you do, don't take this more than 6 weeks. And I said, well, they expect me to take this for the next 2 years. He said, like that. I said, okay, here's the deal. I said, do you ever go to the outback? He said, sure. I said, do you have mosquitoes that carry malaria? He said, yes. I said, would you take Larium? He said, no. I said, what would you take? He said, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not allowed to tell you that. I said, okay, well, let's do this then. If you were going to the outback for an extended period of time and you were not going to take Larium, you yourself, what would you do for yourself? He said, I can tell you that. I would take garlic and vitamin B1. I said, load me up. So he loaded me up with garlic tablets, pills, capsules, and vitamin B1. I went to East Timor, did not take the Larium. I took garlic and vitamin B1. I was there for 2 years and never got a mosquito bite. They don't like it. They won't land on you. They won't bite if you take garlic and B1. And, you know, it worked. Let's go to the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
Hi, Kevin. I've got a phone that's kind of cutting out in the earpiece a little bit. But I just wanted to let your guests know that I'm coming from a physical therapy background. And one of the things I've discovered, see, we used to use a post-operative TENS unit, which is kind of like acupuncture. I'm pretty sure she knows what it's called, transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation.
Yes, I'm
and
very
what
familiar
it
with
does
that.
Is it short-circuits the pain. The reason we did that is because we, a lot of the patients didn't like the pain-killing drugs because they could get addicted to them. It all depends on the surgeon and his training, and I hope they never outlaw TENS units or acupuncture because it can save a lot of people a lot of grief with drugs. And I'll hang up.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Well, I'd like to add something. TENS units are very effective. There's also a whole area of light-emitting diode technology. I'm writing a book on this subject so that people can learn about something that is multifaceted. And NASA has done extensive research. I am able to direct people there. I'm not making these extraordinary claims, but the research done by NASA shows that the use of different frequency settings with LED technology will stimulate cellular function, where the production of adenosine triphosphate by these little mitochondrial components in the cell can be increased from 200% to 400%. And I've seen very dramatic results with this technology. The astronauts go up into space with it because their ability to heal at low gravity is greatly compromised. DARPA has equipment available for soldiers and special ops units to take into the field. And this is being used even cosmetically for collagen stimulation, for pain reduction, when you increase circulation, just like with an acupuncture treatment, you're moving the energy. So just imagine cellular function increased that much, 200% to 400%, that the energy is moving and the body can bring the immune system components, all those different types of white blood cells, to an area, the nutrition gets to the area, and everything is speeded up. And gosh, you know, I guess if all that happens, then wouldn't it stand to reason that the healing is speeded up as well?
Oh, you would think so. Yep. Let's go back to the telephone and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kev, it's Doug in Ontario. How are you?
Outstanding, Doug. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, I was just thinking, Kev, do you think maybe the authorities are on to you in regards to what you broadcast on your radio show here? Maybe wanted to snuff you out with that overdose of medication there?
You never know.
Just kidding. You know, like, I have great concerns when it comes down to the implementing of putting these drugs into our food. And your guest here has probably some insight onto what the Food and Drug Administration has in regards to informing the public on how best not to start ingesting these foods that have been, you know, implanted with these medications. Could I perhaps get some insight from her on that?
And okay.
My answer off the air.
All right. Robin, were you able to hear?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I was watching. I was watching the signal and the meter, and it was a little bit weak. I tried to boost it, but I couldn't boost it much. All right, here's the deal. That was Doug in Canada, and he wants to know. He said, You know, do you have any information about foods that are genetically modified or that have drugs that are in the food? And what about the FDA and what they're doing about that?
Oh, my gosh. What about the FDA and what they're doing about it? Well, first of all, I believe the statistics for all lawsuits that have been brought about against Monsanto, and Monsanto is the biggest producer of genetically modified seed strains, which give us our genetically modified crops, and they are the biggest producer of the recombinant bovine growth hormone. No one has beat Monsanto in court. You know, and Monsanto is so powerful that the poor farmer who is raising a crop without using their seed stock, and, you know, he saves his seeds, which you're not legally allowed to do with the Monsanto seeds, but this poor farmer who saves his seed and grows another crop the next growing season, Monsanto can come and test and find that their genetically modified seed strain has contaminated his and sue him. For what the wind has done to this poor man. So there are many foods. The best thing you could do is keep it simple. You can find hormone and antibiotic-free poultry and meat and eggs, and you can buy from local growers and encourage them not to use all these pesticides and toxins. You can, my gosh, grow your own. I'm looking into one of these systems that you place in a window, and it's supposed to have a great output. I mean, it's time that everybody gets prepared for, you know, it's there in your face, people. You go to the supermarket, and your choices are limited, and the prices have increased. So you've got to start growing your own.
And they're going to continue to increase as the price of oil continues to rise.
That is where we're being pushed to.
That's right. The price of oil, in my opinion, is being manipulated higher by people who understand that forces the population into choices they would not otherwise make.
Definitely.
I
agree with you, and there are so many scenarios that are quite ugly. And I look back over the years at people that I knew that were called paranoid and, you know, fear-mongers and crazies and conspiracy nuts, and they talked about things like concentration camps being built in the United States and all these different things that have been documented now, you know. But the people that try to wake up the population, the best way to deal with them is to ridicule them.
Yeah.
You dilute their message.
That's true. Let's go back to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Lewis from Connecticut.
Yeah, Lewis.
Yeah, good evening, Kevin, and good evening, Dr. Robin.
Hello.
Most Americans don't realize that there's two types of poisons that people eat usually every day that we shouldn't eat, which is fluoride, very, very dangerous poison, and aspartame, which is in sweeteners, very bad for you.
Okay. I think almost everyone, thank you for the call, Lewis.
Yes.
I think almost everyone, not every place in America, but almost every place has fluoride in the water. Is that good for us or bad for us?
I think the addition of fluoride, if you look at it from a business perspective, was quite impressive, because you have companies that would have to deal with the fluoride as a hazardous waste, and they've managed to sell it to the government and have it written into law that it must be in the drinking water. So fluoride is not good for us. And in line with this whole water study, I did research to find safe water systems for the home, and I'll have that information available on my site very soon. But the you cannot get fluoride out unless you have a very high quality reverse osmosis system, or there are others out there, but it is just, it's amazing. You think that the little filter that you have on your refrigerator for your ice cubes will be getting all of these contaminants out. You have to check the specs and call the company and find out what the percentages are, because it might reduce fluoride by 20 or 30% and chlorine by only 50%. So there's a lot of further checking that we have to take the responsibility and do. And I did hear the caller mention aspartame. There's a healthy alternative out there called stevia, which I've used for over 20 years. And you can buy a plant and grow it yourself. People are amazed. I have a plant in my home. They can taste the leaf, and they all go, oh, that's really sweet. Wow, that tastes good.
Well, and what's it called?
Stevia. It's a South American plant, Stevia robotiana. And you can buy different forms of stevia. For those who find it tastes a little different and it throws them, you can get the stevia in a liquid formulation, and you can bake with that. I have someone very fussy who likes his sweets, and I will bake apple pies and use stevia and maybe just a little bit of maple syrup, but I don't put sugar in. And stevia is a wonderful substitute, and for years I have been trying to find out why chocolates and other things were not made with stevia. And the companies all said to me, my God, do you know how powerful the sugar lobby is? We can't go up against them. I mean, there's no way we can get stevia in. But it's safe for diabetics. It's safe all around.
Oh, that's good news. So people that are diabetic can still have sweets.
Yes. Safe sweets. Healthy sweets.
Yeah. And now, how do you spell this? Is it S-P or S-T?
S is in Sam, like the name Steve. S-T-E-V-I-A.
Stevia. All right. And where would you go about finding this?
You can find it in the health food store. If someone's unable to find it, they can send me an email and I can help them. There's a website online, cookingwithstevia.com, where people can get the recipes, how to substitute stevia for sugar. It's a super product. And if it's stevia that doesn't really work for you, you have something made from cactus called agave nectar, and that has a little bit more of a carbohydrate amount, and it's a slower absorption of the sugars, so it doesn't spike the glycemic index as much. But there are choices, you know. There are a lot of choices out there for people.
One of the things that is pretty common is, you know, over-the-counter drugs, headaches, headache medications. Now, is there anything that, look, people are taking tons of aspirin and tons of acetaminophen, which is the most famous brand name is Tylenol.
Tylenol, if they mix their Tylenol with alcohol, they can wind up in liver failure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tons of that stuff is taken daily for relief of headaches. Is there anything natural that will relieve headaches?
Is there anything natural? First thing you want to do is keep a diary. That's what I tell my patients. And you want to write down when you get your headaches and what foods you eat, where you've been, what you've been exposed to in your environment, in a store where they're unpacking towels and sheets with dyes and fiber particles. But to relieve that pain, I've read reports and found people that use the light-emitting diode technology, far-infrared heating pads, that will bring relief because it will increase the circulation. In acupuncture, there is a major point between the thumb and index finger that people can try pressing with their thumb, you know, on the opposite hand.
And it does work.
It does work. Yes, I've had patients on the table who were amazed.
All right, we have to pause for a break. But when we come back, I want to pick up right there. And let me say to the caller, hang on. We'll get to you first up after the break, all right? All right, folks, we'll be back. More with Dr. Robin Falkov. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
All right, we are back. My guest is Dr. Robin Falkov. And, Robin, we have a caller on hold, so let's go right straight to the phone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Bill from Oklahoma.
Okay, Bill, are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called a couple times before.
All right. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Robin. I was wondering what you thought about distilled water. I've got a water distiller, and I've been drinking that for several weeks now, and I love the taste of it, and it's quite an adjustment to have to go back to tap water, which I drink at work and over at other people's houses and whatnot. But I just wanted to see what you thought about the benefits, if there's any, you know, negative things about it and whatever. I'll take your answer off the air.
Thanks for the call, okay. Bill.
Thank you. Yes, that's a good point what you're bringing up. And when the report came out back in March about the pharmaceuticals in the water, which has been something that was known about for probably 20 years or more, it was quite relevant to the research that I had done about water treatment systems. And I found out, I was under the understanding before that distillation removed everything. Distillation does not remove the pharmaceuticals from the water because they just condense right back into the water. The steam, as it, you know, liquefies once again, it has those particles in it. They're called SOCs. And then you have the volatile organic chemicals as well that come back in. And the arguments over the years about distilled water was that it would leach minerals from the body. So I do recommend that you use a really good quality multivitamin supplement that has minerals included, and hopefully eat a good diet. And the other systems will be up on my website in the very near future. And they remove everything, and they're not expensive. And I was amazed. I didn't think that could be possible.
So what you're saying is that distilled water is not necessarily more healthy.
No, it's not necessarily more healthy. It's better than drinking tap water, but the only caveat with distilled water is to make sure that you have your vitamins and minerals, because it's mainly the minerals that can be leached out with distilled water.
Okay, so in order to get good, clean water, we need to use reverse osmosis, I think you said.
Well, reverse osmosis, they're very expensive systems, and then there's another system, and I probably within the, you know, at the end of next week, I will have that all up on my website, because you have to realize, we bathe in the water, you know, you brush your teeth, you wash your hands during the day. People that go in swimming pools, lakes, I mean, the food that you eat, the crops are grown with water, the animals are fed with water. I mean, the quality of the water is so important because it becomes a part of all aspects of our lives. You know, the food we consume and the water that we bathe with, it's of critical importance that these systems get cleaned up, you know, in every municipality. But what they clean them up with is sometimes leaving these, or not even sometimes, all the time, leaving these hazardous residues, the chlorine. And I think there are very few areas of the country that don't have fluoride. So distillation does remove fluoride. That's another plus for it.
Okay, so it's some better.
Oh, yes. It's I'd say it's a major improvement over tap water.
All right, we have a flash message from Australia. And the writer requests to remain anonymous, so we shall do so. But he says, I suffer from epilepsy, which came on suddenly about 5 years ago. Since then, I've gone through innumerable attempts to isolate its cause, none of which are successful. This had led me to having to take an endless combination of drugs that I would dearly love to get off. What I have found is that most doctors' talent lies with having a good memory. They hear a symptom, and they can immediately remember a drug for it. So, what would you say?
What would I say? I would say the person who sent you the note is welcome to contact me privately at Dr. Falcov at healthfreedomrights.com. And generally what people have to troubleshoot, a lot of times when you have dental problems or you have a root canal or a tooth removed, there are particles left that cause a chronic state of inflammation in the body. That can contribute to, oh my gosh, I've heard horror stories of people developing multiple sclerosis after they've had all of their mercury fillings removed if it's not done properly because the body gets poisoned. And something like epilepsy, that's an electrical imbalance in the body, I'd say look around at your home and what your environment is and what kind of Wi-Fi pollution, are you using a cell phone, are you using a cordless phone, what's in your environment. And as far as making a recommendation, it would be completely irresponsible without knowing your medical history. There's no way to make any kind of recommendation for something you should take.
All right. So to the writer of the flash message, you've been invited to get in touch with Dr. Falkoff by writing to, what was the address again, Dr. Falkoff?
At healthfreedomrights.com, or if they just go to my website, they can reach me.
All right. Let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don calling from Phoenix.
Yeah, Don.
How you doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, I have another question about water. Not to throw so many questions about water at you, but we've been using an RO system for quite a few years now. And I just recently, we are renovating our kitchen, and I got to looking at a different water system I discovered online, and they got a good sales pitch on it. So, but you know how the sales pitches go, they can make you believe anything. And they refer to as the RO water as dead water because it removes so much of the minerals that you actually, it draws minerals from your body. And also, it will draw stuff out of your plumbing because there's a lack in the water. And what they're trying to sell is these water ionizers, and they're very expensive, and I was hesitant to buy one. Can you tell me anything about those?
I've had different people give me very good reports about the water ionizers, and yes, they are expensive, and that's, you know, that's about it for the information I have on them. And I have heard negative things about the RO systems, and the system that I will be having available does add potassium to the water at one of the levels of the different filtration and purification, and that serves to alkalinize the water, because that's the real biggie. You know, we have to keep our bodies in a more alkaline state, because that is the optimum for health. And there are many diseases, and cancerous cells cannot live in an alkaline environment.
Are you saying the RO system alkalizes the water? That's what I've
I'm not saying that the RO
water
system
ionizers.
Is alkaline.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, go ahead, doctor.
I didn't hear what he asked me afterwards.
He was saying, are you saying that RO systems alkalize the water? I'm sure I didn't say that right. They do not. But you're saying that the system that you're recommending does add potassium, which increases the
alkalinity.
Uh-huh. Okay. Don, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I was reading that the water ionizers alkaline the water to a proper alkaline level, and that's what I was wondering about, if they're beneficial or not, and if they're worth the money, you know, a couple thousand dollars for a countertop system.
That is very steep. I've seen some of the ionizers. I wasn't aware that they were that expensive. I know the simple countertop system, once I have all this information up, it retails for $130. So it's a big price difference.
Yeah, I was looking at one. It's a little bit more than that. It has the system under the sink, and it has a dispenser on top. But I'm going to have to listen to most of this in the replay, Kevin, because I can't really hear her.
Yeah, we're picking up real heavy background buzz from your phone line tonight, so we're having difficulty hearing you, too. But thank you for the call.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. All right, 1-800-289-1092 is the number to call if you have a question or a comment. And we're talking about things that really matter. Now, we have a break coming up. I just want to give you one of my Kevinisms. You've heard me say it before. Your actions are coming up behind you, and they are either going to run you over or push you higher. And that's not just your actions in relation to other people, but in relation to yourself as well. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com.
Call the Kevin Smith Show at 1-800-289-1092.
We are back. We are talking with Dr. Robin Falkoff, and we are on final approach. That means we only have a few minutes left.
We do have a caller on hold, and we'll go to our caller in just a couple of seconds here. But first, let me give you one more reminder, folks. Time is running out. Mother's Day is this weekend. And you need to get over to 1-800-Flowers and get that special that they've got for you to send to your mother. All right? It's absolutely fabulous. And look, just go look at it. Go over to kevinsmithshow.com, scroll down. You'll see 1-800-Flowers banner. Click it. There's a special, really neat special for Mother's Day. So time's running out. You need to do it.
All right, Dr. Falkoff, let's go to the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is David from North Carolina.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Hi, David.
Hi, Dr. Falkoff, and thank you very much for being on the show. I just wanted to ask you if you had any suggestions or anything you could comment on that could help autistic children. They're five.
Yes, there are many different treatments for autistic children, and as you know, if you're asking this question, the first one is to stop vaccinating children, or if people feel that they must do it, it should be spread out over a longer period so that it is not such a horrific assault on the immune system. You're welcome to contact me privately. I can recommend Dr. Len Horowitz's website. He has a lot of information there and a lot of links at tetrahedron.org, or you can just Google Len Horowitz and find his site. There are homeopathic treatments. There are nutritional therapies. There's dietary changes. There are many different approaches. The important thing to know is that there are options. There are things that you can do. And it's up to each and every parent to recognize that they have to do the research. You cannot rely on your physician. You have got to check everything yourself, because we have a situation now where parents are encouraged to sign a form permitting testing of their children in elementary schools. And what they don't understand is once the child is tested and found to have some problem, then it becomes mandatory that they are medicated with pharmaceuticals. And the labels of ADD and hyperactive kids, there are so many things that are these conditions to sell more pharmaceutical drugs. And the school systems receive support from the government when they have children on this medication. But if any parent can explain why a newborn infant should be vaccinated for hepatitis B, when they're born, when this is something that you get through sexual relations or IV drug use, please educate me. Does not make sense. But yes, for autism, there are options, and I will be happy to help you. And Len Horowitz's site will be another major help.
Thank you very much. I'll be glad. I'll send you an email.
Good.
Thank you for the call, David.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
Bye. Ah, yes. You know, I get tired of hearing over and over the load of baloney that we have the finest health care system in the world.
Yes, and no candidate addressed the fact that the United States ranks number 37 in the world.
Well, look, my dentist is in Skopje, Macedonia. Now, I went to a dentist here who recommended some things, and then I said, okay, well, what will this cost? When the dentist told me what it would cost, I realized immediately that I can buy an airplane ticket and fly to Skopje, Macedonia, miss a week of work, take that into account, miss a week of income, pay for a ticket, round trip to Skopje, Macedonia, pay to stay in the Alexander Palace Hotel, which is a very fine hotel in Skopje, Macedonia, see my dentist there and have the same work done and come out $1,000 cheaper.
Tragic, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, before anyone says, yeah, but I mean, yeah, dentist in Skopje, Macedonia, what's his training? Well, let's see. Germany and Australia. He's very well trained, and he does a whole lot of the dental work for many of the diplomats that are in Skopje. So he's a good dentist. But the point is, there is absolutely no excuse for what we've got. There are reasons, but there's no excuse.
And the blame falls on each and every one of us for letting things reach this state. You know, people have to remember that you are hiring your dentist, your physician, to do a job. And if they're not going to do the job the best way possible for you, you've got to find someone else. The problem that I find myself for dentists here, it's absolutely astronomical to get dental work done. And the quality of the work doesn't anywhere come near what they're charging you.
I'm out in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'll tell you, there is a sizable number, a significant number of people, not only in Phoenix but all over Arizona, who, when they need dental work or medical work, they go to Mexico.
Oh, yes, I know that. I live in New Mexico, and I know that many people go across the border for care.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be discerning. You have to know, you know, and question carefully what's being done. You know what gets me, Kevin? People are so cautious, and they will check so carefully before they invest their money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about doing that same kind of, you know, checking when you're taking care of your health?
Yeah.
You know, it's common sense.
India has a thriving industry of medical tourism, and they get loads and loads of people from the United States that go to India for medical care. The same thing is true in Thailand. They have tons of medical tourists. These are people who come from the United States and from other places to get medical care, because you can pay for the plane tickets, you can pay for the medical care and for your hotel bill and all of your food, and still have a nice vacation and see the countryside and come out cheaper than having it done here in the United States.
Right, and you even have some insurance companies that are now sending their patients to other countries to have procedures done because the costs are so astronomical here. And people don't realize they've been done a service, because they're probably getting better medical care. You know, I mean, if we're number 37, think about it.
Yeah. Well, I got sick once when I was in Bangkok. Actually, I was sick before I got there. And I needed to go to the hospital. So I did. And I went into the hospital. It looked like stepping onto the bridge of the Starship Enterprise. It was absolutely fabulous. I saw a doctor within 15 minutes.
Wow.
And all of my medical care was paid for by my insurance that I have there. I had nothing left that I had to pay, even the medicine. Hey, this has been fascinating, but you know what? We've run out of time. And
well,
I wish we had more time. Yeah, it goes fast. I thank you for coming on and talking with us about this. It is really important stuff, and I hope you'll come back and talk with us again.
Oh, it would be my pleasure. I enjoyed getting to know you on the phone, Kevin.
All right. If you will, just stay with me on the phone for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Robin Falkoff. All right. We've come to the end of yet another show, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I hope you are too. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too, and you can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.